Hi, I'm Raven.
And I'm Farron here, and this is the podcast where we try to answer the question, can two creatives really break free from the 9-to-5 grind and find success in a more fulfilling creative life? How are we doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Have had a lovely week off. It's been blissful. I don't want to go back to work. It's been too good.
Enjoying having a nice break, a nice catch-up.
Oh, yes.
It's been good, yeah. It's been good to have, like, just a nice rest.
Definitely.
Not, like, any immediate pressures of anything, yeah, like, looming over
downtime
us.
Downtime is good. There we go.
So, about downtime and having time to look at things and think things over, if you have any questions or topics or things that you would like us to cover in this podcast, get in touch. You can email us at creativequestcontact@gmail.com, and you can also drop comments on YouTube. Mm-hmm. You can see us there or any of our social media channels. And yeah, we would love to know if you're trying to start your own creative quest and the struggles that you're having, any topics you'd like to cover, what's stopping you, that sort of thing. So yeah, we'd love to hear from you and kind of direct our podcast towards answering some of those questions. That'd be really nice.
Definitely. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Any feedback you've got for us, we'd love to hear it. So let us know. Mm-hmm. Now, moving on. What have we been up to for the last couple of weeks?
Well, as we mentioned last time, we had record growth for February. And now that today is the last day of March, mm-hmm. I think it is, we have doubled our efforts in February. So now March is now by far our most successful month, which is amazing because we started this in September. So you think February, over that time, from September to February, February was our most successful. And then that success has been doubled this month.
It's the biggest jump we've ever had. Really good.
It's brilliant. Yep. So thank you everyone so much who has contributed to these stats and figures. We really, really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And hope you stick around and enjoy what we're doing. Very nice. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So that's great. You have been doing lots of editing, haven't you? You've been doing the Super Mario Bros. Videos. You've done quite a bit of that when you've had time off, so that when you go back to work, it means that a lot of those videos are sort of ready and prepped to go, or at least have very little to do to them. Which has been really, really helpful. I did some sort of more crafty tutorials. I filmed how I don't know what you'd call it, customized
is the word.
Three pairs of my elf ears, including the ones I'm wearing now. If you're watching on YouTube, if you're not on YouTube, go watch us. Hi, hello. So that was really nice. I need to do voiceovers for them, which I might do when you get back to work, because I hate doing voice. It's really awkward. Voiceovers aren't like just having a normal chat. It's a weird vibe doing a voiceover with someone else in the room. It's really awkward. So like you go back to work tomorrow, and I have the day off tomorrow, so I might do that then. So that's nice. Got three pairs of them to go up, and I also did two plant videos as well, which also need voiceovers, so that's nice. And then we started streaming our Minecraft episodes. So we normally do an hour and a half to 3 hour stream for Minecraft on Twitch, and then we record all of that, and that's going to be edited into sort of a similar sort of episode series format to the Mario one, except I think probably maybe a bit like short episodes.
Yeah, they'll be shorter, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, a lot, it's kind of easier to cut out bits in Minecraft because a lot of it's just sort of like hitting the same blocks again and again when you go mining and stuff. So as Mario is very much like constantly trying to get past that next block, so it's a little bit different to edit, I guess. So yeah, that's very exciting. Any more to that? What have you been doing?
Well, if you joined us last time, you'll know that we left on a high with our shorts. We'd had like a few of our best in a row. We had a solid streak of 3 or 4 videos that had just done fantastic. The week after that was our worst week yet again. So we're again going up and down, up and down. We had another 3 in a row that were just terrible. They didn't even break like 30 views. It was bizarre. But then this week we've had our best week ever. So again, it's what's the word? Swings and roundabouts? Is that the phrase? Yeah. It's just up and down. So it's very inconsistent. But it's good. Generally, it's getting higher and higher. So at least the peaks are getting higher each time. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've had our two most recent clips that have hit 450 views on YouTube, which is in the higher range of what we've been getting, as well as another round of subscribers from them as well, seeing as they've done better. The most recent video we did also did 10 times better than average on TikTok, which is huge. It really just took up. That was gone. It was gone. It just kept on climbing and climbing. So it was really fun to watch. That gained us plenty of new followers as well, so it was really good to see.
It is nice watching the stats, isn't it?
It is.
Like, I know it's a problem, social media, like, how, you know, you shouldn't listen to the likes and everything, but it is. There's something about watching the numbers go up that's just like, oh, yeah. It's gone up again. I don't know why it's so... I know.
There is. And the video across both YouTube and TikTok also received record numbers of likes as well, which is good. So it's not just that it got really in front of more people, but more people were actually engaging with it as well.
Yeah.
We got more comments and everything. So it was really good. So it was like our best success yet with one of our clips, which was really
nice to see. The only letdown, as always, was Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram. And I was looking at it last night as it was going. And we broke like 2,000 on TikTok and 500 on YTube. I looked at Instagram, it was like 19 views. Like, why did I even waste time doing that?
And now I just don't get
it. But you never know. Like that one time a few weeks back when out of nowhere one took off and hit over 1,000 on there. Like, it's just... That's the most inconsistent. TikTok and YouTube are generally... Well, TikTok in particular is very
consistent. TikTok's very consistent.
That's always in like 200 to 300 round in within an hour. Anything more than that is good. But that's always the baseline. YouTube has... like 400 plus most weeks, but then other weeks you get 30, so that's inconsistent. But Instagram is like consistently low.
I do wonder with YouTube, I think we were going to look at this soon, was that I was wondering when you said that three in a row did bad, and it was three in a row last time.
Yeah.
We should look at like the space between the three. Is that the same as before, like the ones that did well? Because is it like every fifth video, three do bad. Oh, because it's weird that it's been three in a row when the content's been very similar. Like, we really tried to replicate the successes of the ones that did well, obviously, like, with, you know, new content, but, like, a similar kind of format. And it seems to have just happened again.
Yeah.
With no rhyme or reason. And that includes the Elpis video, which did... brilliant. It is our best. Is that still our best? It is our best,
by
isn't
far,
it?
Yeah.
It's our best on social media, like, across the platform. So, you know, it's very, very odd. And I do wonder if there's a pattern. Is it, like, if you post, like, the last week of the month, is it, like... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's there's really, got to be something there.
Because it's just odd that, it might be a total coincidence. But we should look into that and maybe, you know, talk about that next time, if there is at all a pattern. Because this is literally... We've realised this, like...
Two episodes in a row
yesterday.
Now.
Yeah, because the last... video went out was yesterday, which is the one that did really well, so we know that the spell of videos not doing well has kind of ended, hopefully. So yeah, we need to look into that and try and figure out why that's
bizarre.
Happening, but yeah, really, really odd.
It's bizarre. Yeah,
it is weird.
So aside from that, we've managed to get in a few more streams this week as I've had the week off, which is nice, because for a while there we didn't have any time to stream at all with everything else we've had going on.
No.
So we're trying to be a bit more consistent with that again now to build our community back up, because we have had a bit of a lull and our numbers have dipped from where they were before. So we're trying to build that back up. We've got a few plans for how to get there. So that's going to hopefully come back together in the next few weeks. I filmed my first tutorial video. That was a good one.
Very good.
It's a video that covers how to take a landscape video, such as a Twitch stream, and turn it into a portrait video that covers multiple elements, making them presentable for social media, which is what I've obviously been doing a lot of recently. There's also a second part that builds on efficient workflow by showing viewers how to use presets to your advantage to make the entire process take about 30 seconds instead of 10 minutes. That has been a lifesaver for me.
Love all that sort of thing.
It's been real good. When I started doing this, it took so long to... work out how to do that and how to make it look good and how to do it quickly. Like, it took a while, and over the last few weeks in particular I've really managed to speed things up, and now it takes me a couple of minutes to bang one out. It's really good. So I've made a video all about that, basically. I filmed the entire process from start to finish, so I also have segments on audio syncing, EQing resonant frequencies for cleaner audio, and some other things. So I'm going to turn that into one longer YouTube video, and I can also turn it into several different reels covering each section. So that's going to be really helpful. I'm keen to get that finished up. Recording it took a few tries, and much frustration, as I had to learn a good process for it, because I hadn't done something like that before. The first way I tried, it captured the screen, but it didn't capture any pop-up screens, and I didn't realise this until, you know, 25 minutes in, finished recording, and I went to watch the footage back, and any window that takes place in a pop-up screen wasn't there. You can see the mouse, the cursor flicking over the screen and clicking things, but everything was invisible, because it just captured that one particular window. So that was useless. I had to delete it all, start again. I was fuming. So I tried again, did it a different way. And 25 minutes later, finished recording, look at the footage, there's no audio. So the workaround I tried this way didn't capture an audio output. So again, I was even more angry. I tried a third way and it worked. So, you know, a bit of trial and error, but I got there in the end. So maybe I should make a tutorial on how to make a tutorial.
That was
complicated.
maybe you need to... Well, at least now you've done it, you'll know for next time.
That's
hopefully
it.
You remember for next time.
Oh, I've got it set up in the window ready
but
to
go. But yeah, I can't remember what I was doing, except over here, I'd be like the sigh when you realise for the second time that it hadn't worked, you're like, there's no sound. This is out. You have to do it again. But you know, it's a good learning process, and I always feel with things like that is that you learn things that will be helpful for the future for other projects as well.
Exactly.
Like, yes, you troubleshooted that direct issue, but hopefully down the line that's helpful for something else as well, and you'll go, oh, I remember when, you know, I had to fix this, that instead.
Exactly.
And so,
it's all learning,
you know,
experience.
Yeah.
It's all for the best.
If it had worked, there's always the argument is that you learn more from making mistakes and getting it right.
Oh.
So.
Absolutely.
You know, try and look at the positives.
Exactly. I feel good about it now. That's the main thing.
In the moment, it was horrible, but now you can look back and be like, it's fine. It's all good. We got there eventually.
Oh, God, yeah. Third time is the charm. So, yeah, that will be one of the next projects that I finish up. Just need to record some more voiceover and edit them a bit more tightly. It'll be really helpful for any streamers that want to promote their content on social media but don't know how to. Twitch has an inbuilt tool that can do it, but it's very limited and you can only use it with one camera. So for people like us who have two different cameras, it would never work. So this would be the more efficient way to do it, like a more proper way to do it and more customizable as well. You can edit it to do anything you need and capture any particular element. So I think that would be helpful for a lot of people. So I'm keen to get that up and get that moving. That is about it for the last couple of weeks, I think. So next up, what are we doing next? We'll be editing the first Minecraft episode, and we're going to go for the work out the right sort of feel for the rest of the series. So I'm going to spend some time on the first one, getting it just right, find the right kind of time frame for it, that sort of thing. We're going to work on some new assets for all of the videos, so we don't need overlays, what am I talking about? Thumbnails. That's what I'm looking for. You've already started that and it looks fantastic.
Intro, outro.
Exactly.
All that fun stuff.
Keen to see all that come together.
Me too. That's what I love doing.
You're so good at it as well. Oh, I love it. You do it so quick as well, that's the best bit. We'll be taking everything we've learned so far to create a higher quality series than our Try that one again. We'll be taking everything we've learned so far to create a higher quality series than our Mario series. I'm really happy with everything we've done with that, but the quality is inconsistent. So as we've mentioned before, it starts off really high quality because we captured the first episodes at the end due to a missing footage at the beginning. And then the middle few episodes dip in quality a little bit because obviously they were taken from our first streams early on. So our overlays were the really early versions. We only had one camera on instead of two, so you could just hear my voice going away, but you couldn't see me, so it was a bit creepy. And then after that, there's some audio audio issues for a few episodes where we had audio missing because things weren't recorded properly. So the game audio was very low compared to the voices. And then for the whole... Almost knocked that over. For the whole second batch of episodes, for the whole middle... No, sorry. And for the whole second half of the series, everything's perfect. So that was taken later on. So you've got our final versions of the overlays. You've got much higher quality audio and tighter edits and things like that. As you can tell, I got more confident doing it. And I could tell better like what needs to be cut, what needs to stay. So I'm really hoping to take all of that, put it into the Minecraft series, and it'll be much more consistent and just tighter overall. So I'm really keen to get started on that. We've got loads of footage ready to go already. I've got it all set up in the project window, ready to go. So that's going to be my next couple of weeks, figuring all that out.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else have we been doing?
We're going to start looking at paid advertising.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to very much experiment with it at first, because I've done marketing, I work in marketing, but I have not used Google Ads before. So that's a bit of a new territory for me. So what we're going to do is we're going to put the same amount of money on Facebook and Instagram, so Meta, YouTube, which is sort of Google Ads, and then TikTok as well. We're going to go for like the £15-20 mm-hmm. mark, I reckon.
I think that's a little
bit.
Good first test.
Maybe for a week, five mm-hmm. days. A week's probably better. And then we're just going to see how it goes. So we're going to have the same content, the same text, like literally copy and pasted across all the platforms, the exact same duration, and just see which ones do best. Mm. And it's also hard to kind of measure what does best, because there's different ways to look at what is the best metric. So is it the amount of views, the amount of subscribers? You know, if on one platform, say TikTok, we get way more views than usual, brilliant, but no subscribers, nothing on Twitch, nothing on YouTube, no one following us, then it's like, oh, well, you know, it reached a lot of people, but they didn't necessarily engage and enjoy the content. But if we put it on Instagram and it only has 20 views, but 10 of them turn into people who engage with us, interact with us in the future, that's actually better. So we will need to outline what our kind of measurement for success is. And having lots of views is also a good way to look at it, but you kind of want what's more tangible, long-term engagement is kind of more valuable. So yeah, we're going to look at that and just sort of see how we can help push that in the right direction, I think. Is that about it?
I think that sounds good to me. Yeah, that's good. That's the way. And then we can see where you get the most for your money, what's more beneficial. It's going to be good. I'm really keen.
Oh, that's the point. I was trying to think of what else I was going to say then. Is that we will put some time and thought into what kind of video we put this on. Do we just do one of our like normal everyday videos, like the Mario ones, for example? Do we just do like a standard video? Because then we technically have something better to compare it against, because we know how that one performs.
Yeah.
Or do we do something that's almost like a promotion, like who we are and what we do, almost like a little kind of trailer or teaser for who we are and, you know, everything like that. So we're gonna probably do both at some point.
Yeah.
But for now, you know, we'll have a think about what we want to do first and kind of go from there. And also I said 7 days for running ads. The reason I say that is that a lot of platforms, they take the first 2 to 3 days just to kind of figure out what they want to do. So if you run a campaign for any less than 3 days, you don't really get very accurate results, because it does genuinely take that much time to kind of figure out what content you're trying to advertise, who it's trying to reach, even though you give it rough like outlines for who you want it to go to, like age, gender, that sort of thing, and location. It still takes time to sort of calculate all of that, and it's kind of after the 2 or 3 day mark that it begins to really go and start getting you results. Sometimes it can happen sooner, but generally it's the 2 to 3 day mark. So if you run a campaign for 7 days, you then get kind of enough days after that you can look at enough, you know, data of realistically how it performed. As if you do 5 days, you only really get 2 days of accurate data. So 7 days is better, but then obviously you have to scale your amount of money behind it as you kind of go up in duration. But really, no shorter than 5 days for campaigns, really, ever. It's just, like, you can do it, but it's just not really worth it. It's a bit, like, it's not going to be very accurate.
No, that makes sense. Got to get the most for it, so make it worthwhile.
Yeah.
Cool. So yeah, I'm keen to jump on that and see how that goes. So we'll bring you results next time, let you know how it all went.
Yeah. Again, I hope it does well.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't see how it won't do anything, because, you know.
No, that's it.
I mean, that's the other thing, is that all of these platforms can be monetized, and it's very frustrating, especially for small businesses or creators just don't have money to put behind it, is that these platforms are a business. They may be social media, but they are a profitable business, and they will do kind of as much as they can to sort of limit that reach, unless you have like a one-off, you know, viral success, it's very hard to consistently break through that. And as soon as you give them a bit of money, even once you've given them money and they don't do it again, they'll go, oh, this person gives me money sometimes. Maybe, you know, it. And it is sad, but it's just kind of...
That's it. Like, I have very much noticed that aside from last night's runaway success on TikTok, we always hit very much the same level. It's like in the first hour or two, it'll fly out to about 250 people, and then that's it, it's gone.
Yeah.
Like, it's like there very much feels like there's an invisible cap on that.
Mm.
And it's like, that's it. We don't want to show that to anyone else yet because you haven't paid up. So, obviously, last night was a wild fluke that went 10 times higher than that. But the vast majority of them hit that same amount and then just drop off.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think you're absolutely on the money with what you just said. Mm. So, yeah, we'll chuck a little bit of money at them.
I mean...
See what difference it makes.
Sorry. I had a little hiccup then. Oh. I mean, you know, with the business that I work for part-time, is that the week we started boosting on Meta again, there was that post that reached 80,000 people.
Oh, God, yeah.
And normally their reach is, like, 1 to 5,000 for, like, an average post. And this post wasn't anything massive either, you know. And the business was asking me, like, why did this do so well? And it was literally a mundane, everyday, casual just post that we do, you know. There wasn't anything tailored or special or exciting about it. So there is, you know, they do definitely push the people who do occasionally spend money, which is very annoying for those who can't. I know we can't constantly chuck money at it, but it'd be good to just know.
Exactly.
It helps. I mean, because there might be things later down the line that actually, like, we really want to push this, and so it's worth putting that little bit of money on.
Exactly. And with, let's say, YouTube, even if we... It doesn't make a huge difference, but even if it just gets us more subscribers, those are still more people that are likely to see all of our next videos. So it's still going to build the bottom line up. So your lowest floor is still going to increase while you get more subscribers. So it's still going to be worth it for the future. The only thing worth noting is that with YouTube in particular, any subscribers or watch time you get from an ad is not counted towards your goals towards becoming a partner, like we mentioned in the last episode.
Crazy.
You can't pay your way to get monetized,
basically. But I suppose that's fair.
Which is fair. So yeah, anything we get from this ad won't count towards our total. But it will make it easier to get more in the future. So, in theory.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, word of mouth. Be like, hey, we found amazing, brilliant, entertaining, exciting people who are wonderful, and you should subscribe.
Yep, that's the goal. Do what you gotta do.
So yeah, you know, it all contributes to end goal. And they might all be a flop, but hopefully there'll be some success. And so yeah, well, next time we'll outline the exact sort of parameters for success, money put behind it.
It'll be a fun channels. Episode next time. We'll have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, be good.
Be good. So yes, that was about it. That's our plan for the next 2 weeks. Looking back again, what was the highlight of your fortnight?
Obviously, for me, it was playing Minecraft with you, because I love Minecraft. It is just like, it was one of the first like proper games I had. So it's just always nostalgic to me, and it's very nice and chill, and I have been trying to convince you to play it for the longest time, and you've not really got it. And then we watched some YouTubers play it, and you were like, I'll give it a go again. And I was like, yes, that's the right answer. And yesterday you said that you were really enjoying this.
No, I didn't.
We recorded it.
Yeah,
not being funny, but we've got you on tape saying that you have enjoyed Minecraft.
And I had a good time yesterday. Yeah, that was our sixth time, wasn't it?
Yeah,
day six. So I had a real good time with it. Yep, I could see the point a bit more. Like, it was becoming a bit clearer. I had a good time. Yeah, okay,
but it was quite a fun jump going from playing chill Minecraft, making a nice bridge and a nice room to sort our stuff in, to hard mode on Helldivers and getting absolutely ripped to smithereens
in seconds of starting. My God, that's savage.
By those flying ones. Oh, you need to cut that clip of me screaming at the charger.
Oh God.
Oh, I don't.
That was funny.
I'm very jump scary. Like, I can't I can't do it. And, like, Helldivers is not a scary game in the slightest bit. It's not. But there was just this one bug that climbed up behind me. I didn't know it was there. I thought it was a rock. I turned around and it moved and I just...
That was so funny.
Squealed.
That was so funny.
So, yeah, I had a really good time yesterday, especially yesterday's whole stream day. The Minecraft was, like, peak for me, but the whole... The whole day was very nice.
That's
really,
the problem.
Really
I've got
that.
Like a 3-hour Helldivers 2 stream recorded that I need to sift through to find all the funny bits.
I can always do that. I can do that.
Take a little while.
That sort of thing I can like sift through.
It'll be easy to
find.
It's
the fine tuning.
It'll be easy to find because I'll just look at the waveform and I'll see where the loudest peak is.
Yeah, just, like,
that's
yeah,
the
just go through the audio and see where we shout the most. That will be the funny part.
That's the clue.
So yeah, we'll I can sort through that. That's you know. Because you can do the fine tuning. I'm not good at editing like fancy videos like that. I can do like shorts and reels and things like that, and I can do graphic design stuff. But video, I'm sure if like you gave me an hour, I'd
pick it up.
But
quick.
I'm not there yet.
I'll give you some lessons. That's fine.
What was the highlight of your fortnight?
Just having a week off again. Last 3 weeks, I've had 2 of them off work. I had a week off.
That's my kind of work-life balance.
It's been bliss. Like, if I could do that every day, I'd be so happy. I've been so much happier the last few weeks.
All the while, was it last week that I worked 65 hours?
Oh, yeah, I think it was, yeah.
I normally have a 30 to 40-hour week, and I had a 65-hour week.
That's a big one.
So this week, being calmer, has been... Bliss.
It's worked out very well.
Absolute bliss.
Yep. I really enjoy being able to just sit down and focus on things I enjoy doing and want to do. I've done so much video editing. I've done really well this week. Got loads done. Got a good amount done for the next few weeks. Got some bonus stuff done on the side. Really happy. It's been a wonderful time.
Yeah, I find it hard even when I've got a day off. If I know I've got something difficult or just like mundane at work the next day, I really find it hard just to like... relax and like let it go and like focus.
Yeah.
So even though I have like the whole, I'm gonna have like a whole weekend off, but I know that when I go back on that morning, it's gonna be a horrible time, and I kind of can't like fully let myself relax.
Yeah.
So you having like a whole week off, you can totally be like, nope.
God, yeah, exactly.
It's
totally,
gone
totally
for 9 days.
Tuned all of my work out. Mm. It's gone. Haven't even checked any work group chats or anything. It's been bliss.
Beautiful.
It's
beautiful.
Been a very good reminder of what our future goals are.
That's the thing, isn't it? It does motivate you towards what this is all about.
Definitely.
The creative quest.
The creative quest. Oh, brilliant. So, yep, we'll be back next time with the next step of our adventure. How we're getting towards those future goals.
Mm-hmm.
One step at a time. So, again, if you have any questions about what we're doing, or if you have any topics you'd like us to cover, please message us at creativequestcontact@gmail.com, as well as if you have any feedback for us on how to improve the show, we'd love to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
We really want to cater it towards what people want to hear, and we can make any changes we need to if there's enough demand for it, so just let us know, and we'll go there. Sounds like a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Big thanks again to all of our new listeners that we've had over the past couple of weeks. Really happy to see that it's been our most successful month ever with record double-digit growth. It's fantastic. Really nice to see.
Yeah, thank you.
So, thank you. I hope you've enjoyed what you've listened to so far. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye-bye.